Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alia and Mario with your 8 a.m. Headlines. In local news, the disability community in Brisbane took matters to the streets of King George Square last Saturday to protect the National Disability Insurance Scheme against funding cuts by the government. Taking part in the national movement, the Protect Our NDIS magazine really sent a clear message to stop the cut and don't kick disabled people out of the support they need. The Brisbane Rally's lead organizer, Aurelia Williams, stated that the government need to realize that they are not a number and they are not a budget that should just be thrown aside. The disability community demanded that the government tax the gas corporations and billionaires to fund the NDIS, instead of taking away the budget in place to support the rights of the disabled community to live their lives.
Continuing in local news, allegations of bullying and a lack of financial transparency has driven a rift between members and management of the Marucci Beach Gymnastics Association. The last 18 months has seen complaints about the Sunshine Coast Club escalate, ranging from body shaming and humiliation to being treated differently by club members at statewide competitions. Such allegations have been referred to several external bodies, including Gymnastics Queensland, Sport Integrity Australia, and Gymnastics Australia, who have called the scale of complaints unprecedented. The Gymnastics Australia Integrity Unit has commenced an independent review. The club stated that they have not resulted in any adverse findings against the club or coaches allegedly involved.
In national news, passengers from the MV Hondius cruise ship hit the Hanta virus have started to disembark and are bound for Tenerife Canary Islands. Six Australian and one New Zealand passengers are among the last to offload the cruise ship and will depart on flights supported by the Australian government, leaving for the Canary Islands landing in Perth later tomorrow. Among the passengers, there are five Australians and one New Zealand citizen. None of the passengers are reported to be displaying symptoms of the Hanta virus. However, quarantining and health and safety measures will be put into place once they land. Evacuating passengers will be brought to shore via either inflatable Zodiac boats holding a total of 5 people or launch boats with a capacity of 10 people. All luggage of passengers will not be taken off the cruise ship. Residents of Tenerife have expressed concern regarding the risk of contagion.
Also in national news, One Nation won its first ever lower house federal seat with a by-election victory in Farah on Saturday. After 80 years of coalition representation, the New South Wales electorate elected One Nation candidate David Farley, who secured 39.4% of the primary vote. Liberal candidate Raisa Bukowski received just 12.4%, marking a 31% decline in support. The win gives Pauline Hanson's right-wing party its first lower house seat since the party's inception in 1997.
Going into international news, Greek authorities have carried out a controlled blast of an estimated 100 kilograms of naval drone explosives. The explosives were discovered on an unmanned vessel found on Thursday by fishermen in a cave near the island of Lefkada. Greek bomb experts have now removed its detonator and battery and safely discharged the explosives. The vessel is believed to be a Magra drone of Ukrainian origin, used to target Russian warships and naval bases since the 2022 invasion. Greek experts are now investigating how the drone traveled undetected into Mediterranean waters. Ukrainian authorities have not yet commented on the event.
For your weather today, Brisbane is expecting showers. It's currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5.4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.